Hello and welcome to the Wednesday, January 28th, 2015 edition of the Sands and Storms and its Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Qualys today dropped an interesting vulnerability. They labeled it Ghost. It is a vulnerability in the get host by name function that is included in glibc. glibc is one of the fundamental libraries that a lot of Unix software is built around. You may also find Windows software using it, usually software ported from Unix. The getHostByName function is an older function that is used to convert host names to IP addresses. The vulnerability is triggered by the part that actually checks if the parameter that you're passing to getHostByName is already a valid IP address, so it doesn't require any conversion from a hostname to an IP address. What happens is that there's first sort of a quick check to make sure that the overall format looks correct, which just really means that the string contains only numbers and up to three dots, and then it sort of looks into this string in more detail, and that's where the vulnerability is being triggered. So in order to trigger this vulnerability, you need to pass a string that essentially contains a lot of numbers and up to three dots. The sort of test string that Qualys, for example, used to trigger the vulnerability in XM is just about 1200 and something zeros, and that will then trigger the vulnerability. Qualys posted an awful lot of detail about this vulnerability, like for example this test string, and then also tests for other daemons. XM was one of the mail server they focused on a little bit, and that's where they already have a working exploit. They haven't published yet, but they claim they will publish soon. They also found that they were able to trigger this vulnerability in the point-to-point daemon, so PPPD. They were able to trigger it, and in software like Procmail, for example, they were able to trigger this vulnerability. As far as risk goes, I would say actually mail servers are probably at the highest risk because they take a lot of strings. Essentially, they receive an email and then do IP address lookups on those strings, so they call this function quite a bit. One of the mitigating circumstances here may be if you're using a newer, more modern mail server, there's actually a newer function that should be used by software getAddressInfo that's not vulnerable. This getHostByName is really sort of a somewhat deprecated feature or function in glibc, but then again, people have used it for many years and do still use it in current software. So what should you do? Well, patches are available for all Linux distributions that I checked. So apply those patches expeditiously. Don't wait applying these patches. I would hope that by the end of the week, you got your most exposed servers patched. Start with mail servers, move on to web servers, and then, you know, anything that connects to the network, like I mentioned, PPPD is certainly vulnerable. So things like firewalls, if you're running Unix on a firewall, that certainly needs to be patched. That may be a little bit more tricky, for example, if you're using some kind of appliance here and have to wait for a vendor patch. We'll be watching this closely. At this time, I would say it's not time to outright panic, sort of more a moderate panic mode. Certainly don't get distracted by a lot of other things until Friday. And as far as patches go, yesterday I talked a little bit about the upcoming OS 10.2.2. Well, it's out now, and with that we also have new versions of iOS, and we do have new versions of Apple TV. So essentially the usual big round of updates for Apple software. As far as the security vulnerabilities go, I already talked about that a little bit yesterday. There are a number of important security vulnerabilities that are addressed in this update. So, well, Monday, once you're done with patching this glibc vulnerability, go ahead and make sure all of your Apple devices are patched. And Core Security today released an advisory with details about a denial of service vulnerability in Android 4. It affects devices that support Wi-Fi Direct. Wi-Fi Direct is essentially where the device itself becomes a soft access point and allows other devices to connect. In this case, a malicious beacon frame can then be used to actually cause a reboot of an affected device. So only denial of service, the device will reboot. There is no code execution here affecting Android version 4. Actually, this feature didn't exist in prior versions of Android. Android version 5 is safe. Core did notify Google, but Google has no plan so far to fix this particular vulnerability. Now, Core also released a proof of concept exploit that implements this attack in Python using the Lorcon library. Well, and that's it for today. If you want more details about the ghost vulnerability, I'll probably put together a little video presentation about that for tomorrow. Expect it around noon if I get to put it together. And well, then again, talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.